Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to Ask Pat, episode 810. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Brian, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter. So ZipRecruiter is awesome. It's actually a fan favorite here for those who have hired people, because what ZipRecruiter does is it allows you to just post your job description once for the type of person you're looking for, and it puts it out to over 100 plus job sites. It puts out that description. So really, it's just all with a single click. You can find candidates for that position you're trying to fill in any city or industry nationwide, and they figure it out for you. They help you vet all those people, and there's no juggling emails or no calls to your office or anything like that. You can quickly screen all the candidates, rate them, and hire them real fast. So here's the call to action for you. All you have to do is go to ziprecruiter.com/pat, and guess what? You'll be able to post jobs for free. So again, that's ziprecruiter.com/pat. All right, now here's today's question from Brian.
Hey, Pat. This is Brian Garkey. I am starting a business, hopefully. Still working through some of the startup procedures, I guess, and not really quite sure where to go with some things, but I had a question about business cards. Do you have a business card when you go to these conferences? Do you bring business cards with you, or should I skip the business cards and just have a memorable website so that people can remember and easily go to whenever they return to their computers? Thanks so much for all your help. You're really great, and I really appreciate all you do with both SPI and Ask Pat. But have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. The first thing I want to mention to you, and this is for everybody who is just starting out, don't worry about your business cards. Your business cards don't matter until you have a business. So I know you're in the starting phases. I don't want to sound harsh or anything like that, but truly, your focus isn't where it should be. It should be on solving problems and figuring out how to provide those solutions to solve those problems. The business card can come later. Now, I know where this is coming from. This is, okay, you're going to be at conferences, you're going to be meeting people, and that's fantastic. That is one of the best ways to go out there and connect with people and build relationships that can help you and help you build these solutions that you're hoping to build to solve these problems. Do business cards still get passed around at these things? Yeah, they do. Really interestingly enough, but I don't print them anymore. I used to, but I don't anymore. What I would rather do, if I were you, Brian, I would go to these conferences, meet and talk to as many people as you can. I wouldn't offer them a business card, because mostly what happens is people bring this huge pile of business cards home and they just put them in a drawer somewhere or throw them away, because they're going to bring home a ton of them. And your goal is to take the opposite approach and say, hey, can I have your business card, or can I take down your contact information if they don't have a business card? And these are for people who you want to connect with and follow up with. And that's exactly what you do. You follow up with them. You, during those conversations, become memorable and you provide value in some way so that when you reach back out to these people, they're going to remember who you are. Most of the people who they collect business cards from are not going to reach out to them. They're going to sort of expect people to reach back out to them for them. And that's never the case. You need to be proactive. And that's what I feel going to conferences and following up with people is great for, being memorable and just mastering that sort of relationship building process. So no, I don't think business cards are necessary. So don't feel left out when people start passing them around. You're not going to get left out. Start collecting them. Start collecting them from people who you want to follow up with, and then go follow up with them after the conference and remind them about why you're important and what you can offer them and how they might be able to help you as well. Now, there is another form of a, quote, business card that has been used, and that is a book. So a lot of people have said in the past, and I sort of agree with this, and that is a book is just an oversized, more expensive business card. And I understand where they're coming from, you know, because people bring their books as a sign of, well, they have this expertise, they've spent time to write a book. You know, not everybody has done that. So when you offer a book to somebody, it's something that they're likely not going to throw away. And if they read it, they're going to get value from it. And that's really where that comes from, you know, the idea of a book as a business card, because it really is something that starts the conversation. But it's something more than just a little piece of paper with a contact information on it. Plus, you know, when you consider how easy it is to connect with people nowadays versus when actually people use business cards to find their phone numbers and stuff, it's so easy now because you can get somebody's Twitter handle or Instagram handle and connect with them that way in a direct message. I mean, it doesn't even have to be an email if you don't have their email address. So initially connect on a social media platform that you're comfortable with if they're on there as well, for these people who that you want to connect with and follow up with. And that's where you go, that's where you start. But I was just saying things about a book because I have one right in front of me here that relates to all of this. And there's actually a chapter where I talk about how you should stop worrying about the business card and build your business first. It was really funny because in high school, for whatever reason, there was this fad for like 3 or 4 months where people started printing their own business cards. And we were all in high school, right? And we would just put our names on it, a little bit of clip art. I think it's when people started getting access to the computer lab that somebody had this great idea to create their business card. And then, you know, because he was a popular person, everybody else started doing it too. And of course, I followed suit because I was just this, you know, lame sort of guy who followed the crowd back then. And I had my own business card too. Business for what though? It was like, we called it a business card, but none of us had a business. It just said our names, some of our talents. Mine said marching band and like soccer player and taekwondo or something. And my phone number and pager number. And like, who was I handing these out to? People who I already knew. Right? It just didn't make any sense. So don't worry about your business card. Worry about building your business first. With the book-related thing, like, don't even worry about that right now. That can be for the future when you build a book or create a book. But for now, just build these relationships. Go out there. Go to conferences. I think it's great that you're doing that. You know, one of the best ways to build your offline brand is to go online. So keep doing that and then follow up with people. That's going to be your golden ticket. Follow up. All right, Brian, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for all of you who are listening. Brian, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And hey, every Friday on my Facebook page, this is sort of brand new here in February. I've been doing it for a few weeks to test it out, and now I'm kind of ready to share it with you guys. Ask Pat Live happens every Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific, so far. I mean, I don't know if it's going to go on indefinitely, but I've been doing it for a few weeks now, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit, so I'm going to continue to do it. So Ask Pat Live is going to happen on my Facebook page. It's going to be streamed live. You can ask your questions, so if you don't want to wait for a podcast episode to potentially answer your question, you can potentially get your question answered in these live sessions. Now, if you get your question featured there, you don't get a t-shirt, but it is a way for me to have more access to you, and I'm just excited about that. So Ask Pat Live on my Facebook page, which you can go to at facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. It goes live every Friday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. for 1 hour, and I do give away a t-shirt and a book or other things at the end of those shows, so I'll see you there. So again, that's facebook.com/smartpassiveincome, Friday at 1:30, and I'll see you there at the end of this week. And I want to thank you guys so much. And again, if you have a question that you want featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And finally, here is a quote from Lord Chesterfield. He says, "Patience is a most necessary quality for business. Many a man would rather you heard his story than grant his request." Oh, and finally, because I've been mentioning it week over week recently, smartfromscratch.com goes live today. So it's only open for about a week, so check it out, smartfromscratch.com. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.